Welcome to this Saturday edition of Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled, Loving Correction, and it was written by Cindy Casper. For more than 50 years, my dad strove for excellence in his editing. His passion wasn't to just look for mistakes, but also to make the copy better in terms of clarity, logic, flow, and grammar. Dad used a green pen for his corrections rather than a red one. A green pen, he felt, was friendlier, while slashes of red might be jarring to a novice or less confident writer. His objective was to gently point out a better way. When Jesus corrected people, he did so in love. In some circumstances, such as when he was confronted with the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, he rebuked them harshly, yet still for their benefit. But in the case of his friend Martha, a gentle correction was all that was needed. While the Pharisees responded poorly to his rebuke, Martha remained one of his dearest friends. Correction can be uncomfortable, and few of us like it. Sometimes, because of our pride, it's hard to receive it graciously. The book of Proverbs talks much about wisdom and indicates that heeding correction is a sign of wisdom and understanding. God's loving correction helps us to adjust our direction and to follow Him more closely. Those who refuse it are sternly warned, but those who respond to it through the power of the Holy Spirit will gain wisdom and understanding. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for showing us so vividly in Mary and Martha that we can all be used for different purposes and still be serving you, whether preparing food for our guests or sitting with them to enjoy their friendship and fellowship. Both are opportunities to serve. Help us to remember this when we feel like others aren't pulling their weight or focused on things that we think are less important. May we graciously accept your loving correction so that we can grow in wisdom and understanding too. We thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.